Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson. My guest this week is Game Warden Supervisor Jackie Lundstrom, and we're going to talk about a program here that's going to start at the end of the month, Operation Drywater. What is Operation Drywater, Jackie?
Operation Drywater is a national campaign to heighten awareness of the dangers of boating and drinking. All 50 states do participate in some shape or form, whether it's the actual Game and Fish departments or the local sheriff's departments. And here in North Dakota, we also have some of the local PDs that also assist us in the Bismarck-Mandan area.
When is Operation Drywater?
Operation Drywater this year runs the weekend of June 29th through July 1st. It's always focused around the 4th of July weekend when everybody tends to be out and about more through that holiday season. Everybody has a tendency to be with family and friends, go out, they want to have a good time on the water. And so we want to make sure that they're also aware of the safety concerns, not only with the boat safety equipment, but that of boating and drinking. If you are the only one that is able to operate your boat, then you should probably think twice about drinking.
Okay, and so game wardens aren't just going to be on the busy areas like the Missouri River or Lake Metegoshi. They're going to be statewide doing this.
Correct. All officers on duty that weekend will be focusing on the dry water weekend. Game wardens will be out on patrol like they always are, but their focus will be towards those alcohol violations.
That weekend, June 29th through July 1st, what can recreational boaters, fishermen, anybody on the water expect to see?
We always take it that time of the year to make sure that boaters are aware of not only the safety procedures and equipment that they need to have on board, but also how alcohol affects boaters. And we try to make sure that we take those boaters that are impaired under the influence off the water.
Okay, so boating under the influence in North Dakota, and probably most states, is not legal.
That's correct. Every state has a legal tolerance, just like when you're driving your vehicle. North Dakota for boating under the influence is still a 0.10, whereas our driving under the influence is an 0.08.
In 2017, we had some fatalities on the water, Jackie.
That's correct. Of the four boating-related fatalities that were reported to our department, all four had alcohol in their system, anywhere from a 0.08 to a 0.27.
Okay, so how does alcohol affect a person on a hot, sunny day in the summertime?
Alcohol will impair your judgment. It will increase your reaction time. It also affects your balance. And in some of those cases from 2017, they were actually people that fell out of the boat. Whether it's illegal drugs or prescription medications, they also can affect your judgment and reaction time. And so those can also put you in violation for being under the influence.
So the best thing a boater can do, recreational boater can do, is have a sober driver.
That's correct. We always encourage a sober driver, whether it's on the road or on the water.
And make sure they know how to drive the boat.
Absolutely.
Is there anything a recreational boater can do to help with this program?
If they see somebody driving, you know, erratically in what we call a prohibited operation, if they know somebody leaves a dock that's intoxicated and they feel that their occupants are, you know, are not safe because of the driving operations, they should call in, and they can call in to the RAP line, which is 1-800-472-2121 or 328-9921.
A lot of good information, Jackie. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Again, Operation Drywater Weekend is Friday, June 29th and runs through Sunday, July 1st. If you do plan on going out and having a few drinks, make sure you have a sober driver so everyone can enjoy North Dakota's lakes and rivers. And most importantly, be safe. For Game Warden Supervisor Jackie Lundstrom and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us for this week's Outdoors Online. We'll see you again next week.